Classic Hits, 1340 AM and 97.9 FM. This is WNBS Murray. WNBS presents Mornings in Murray, presented by the Murray Bay. That's my bay. Mornings in Murray is also brought to you by the Murray Insurance Agency, J.H. Churchill Funeral Home Cremation Services, the Murray Bay, the Stables Realty Group, Himes Funeral Home and Crematory, Gardens Memory Care, Hickory Woods, Allie Robertson CPA, Donna's Pet Clinic, MDH Funeral Home and Cremation Services, Murray Callaway County Hospital, DevSource, Fox Ridge Computers, Murray Callaway County Transit, Taylor Family Dental, Greg Taylor and Associates, Align Health, and by Peyton and Associates. And now, it's Mornings in Murray, presented by the Murray Bank.
Good morning. It's Friday. I'm Glenda Covey. And the famous or infamous Neil Bradley is with me. Good morning, Neil.
Hey, how's it going?
Yeah,
at least it's Friday.
There you go.
So that part's good.
And it's cooler. Partly sunny today and cooler. Isn't that your favorite word? 60% chance of showers and thunderstorms through 9 a.m. So after the show, it'll be over with. A high of 84 today. Tonight, partly cloudy, a low of 64. Saturday, increasing clouds, a 20% chance of afternoon showers and thunderstorms. The high, 87. And Saturday night, mostly cloudy. It's going to rain again. 80% chance of showers and thunderstorms, dropping down to 71, though. Sunday, mostly cloudy. A 40% chance of showers and thunderstorms. The high, 81. And Sunday night, partly cloudy and cooler. A low of 59. Monday, partly sunny. A high of 76. Neil, we got a great show lined up for you today. We're going to... You better behave. You know who's coming?
I have no idea.
The chief of police.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, he'll be here a little bit later. But first, we've got...
I can't speed in here, so I'm okay.
We've got Izzy and Brittany from the CVB, so we're going to talk to them in just a minute. Hard to believe it's June the 12th, 33 years ago today, Keith and I got married.
Oh, well, happy anniversary.
You know, our brother-in-law was the one who performed the ceremony. He was an actual preacher, and at the end of the ceremony, he said, everyone is invited to the conception at her mother's house.
All right.
Instead of using the word reception, he said conception at her mother's house after. So that, I should have sent it into Home's Funniest Videos back then when you sent them a VCR tape.
Yeah.
They send you $10,000.
Well, if you won, they just don't send it for the heck of it.
Well, I'm sure I would have won it. Listen to this. June 12th, 87 years ago today. You should know this. 1939. Baseball Hall of Fame opened in Cooperstown, New York. Legend has it baseball was invented there by Abner Doubleday 100 years earlier than that. First players inducted included Babe Ruth, Ty Cobb, and Honus Wagner. Did I get his name right?
It's close enough.
Well, look,
he's
how do you
dead.
Say it?
He won't care. I promise.
How do you say it?
Honus Wagner.
Yeah. I did say it right.
Yeah.
And didn't you tell me he has the most expensive baseball card?
Yeah, he has a baseball card. And the reason was when baseball cards came out, they were mass produced. And so there's a bunch of them. But when they first started, this is pre-Tops, when they first started coming out with baseball cards, he didn't want his card made. So he legally went to court and made them stop it. So hardly any are made. In his card, one of them sold for $7 million.
Oh, my gosh.
And another person, I say recently, sometime in the past 10 or 15 years, found another one, and it auctioned for $5 million.
Oh, my goodness. Why wouldn't he want it made? That's weird.
I don't know.
That's an odd
Again,
thing.
Again, he's dead, so we can't ask him, so I don't know.
You're a movie buff. 63 years ago today, which was 1963, Cleopatra, starring Elizabeth Taylor and Richard Burton, premiered in New York. Lots of things happening in New York. Listen to this. It was one of Hollywood's most expensive productions. It cost $44 million, which is estimated today to be about $435 million.
And it actually, I mean, I've seen bits of it. I haven't watched the movie in ages, but it's really gorgeous, just the scenery in it. So the fact that it holds up without being processed to make it look like it held up tells you that they actually did spend a lot of money on it.
That's probably when Elizabeth Taylor was still on her first husband or so.
Well, she's had, what is it, eight?
Something like that. I don't know. By that time, you just run out of choices. I don't know. Well, I'm telling you, if you don't have a radio, I don't know who doesn't have a radio, I want you to remember you can download our sister station's app, Froggy 103, on a smartphone, and take us with you wherever you go. I'm sure Jason is listening this morning. Jason has the time machine with him, I guess. We didn't pull it out. But he is off. He had to get new parts. When you get older, you have to get new parts. He told us on the air, so yeah. I'm not telling anything.
Well, it's his fault, because I don't know if people, they can't see it. He's dancing every time he does that time machine thing. And he threw out his hip. Like, you can't do that at your age, buddy.
That's it.
And he kept doing it, so there you go.
See, Jason, you brought it on yourself.
I know.
Had to get a new hip. I tell you what, why don't we take a break? We're going to come back with Izzy and Brittany from the CVB.
Granny called the dog Reginald, but we called him Here Boy. He wasn't purebred. The only papers he had were vet bills. But he was a great dog, and we miss him. You know, I have my dad's watch, but when a dog leaves you, all he leaves is love and memories. So when it's time, All Paws Pet Cremation can help you with everything, and you won't forget. Reginald. Who does that to a dog? All Paws is a division of J.H. Churchill Funeral Home and Cremation Services in Murray.
Veterans and active duty service members, when your call to service ends, your mission doesn't have to. Go from GI to IT in just a few months at My Computer Career. Prepare for a high-demand career in cybersecurity, protecting people, systems, and institutions from real cyber threats. Cyber warriors are needed now. Will you answer the call? Go to mycomputercareer.edu/CWP to learn more. That's mycomputercareer.edu/CWP, an elite CompTIA certification partner. VA education benefits are available to those who qualify.
Did you know there's money available to help you pay for trade school or college? Yep, and all you need to do is fill out the free application for federal student aid, also known as the FAFSA. Completing the FAFSA costs you nothing but time, and it can pay off big. And there are experts across Kentucky who can help. For more info, visit gearupky.org/money. That's gearupky.org/money.
Brought to you by this station and the Kentucky Broadcasters Association.
The Redbird Recap is sponsored by Helitech Waterproofing and Foundation Repair. Heal your home with Helitech.
With Ricky Orton, I'm John Rooney. Yesterday at Citi Field in New York, the Cardinals had three home runs in the first two innings and a 4-3 lead over the Mets, only to have Soto get a double and score on a hit by Jared Young. Then Juan Soto hit a seventh inning home run. That put the Mets over the top in the win, 5-4 for New York.
Both starters struggled early, but then they settled down. Bullpens were really good throughout. Jojo Romero just made a mistake to Juan Soto late, and that was the difference in the game.
Well, it's the first time in four outings for Hunter Dobbins as a Cardinal pitcher. The Cardinals didn't win the game. He got the win against the Reds the last time out, but Dobbins had a big pitch count and was hit hard early.
He did not have his best stop, didn't have his slider. Cardinals did have that offense going early, though. A lot of extra base hits, a three-home run game. They just needed more.
The Cardinals are in Minnesota to open a three-game series tonight. It'll be Joe Ryan for the Twins against Kyle Leahy of the Cardinals. We're on the air at 6:15. Ricky has the lineups at 7. The first pitch at 7:10.
Is your home showing symptoms of foundation issues? Your home's wet basement, dingy crawl space, musty smells, cracked walls, or unlevel concrete shouldn't be ignored. Helitech can help. Life happens in your home. You and your family deserve the best. Helitech offers proven solutions in waterproofing, drainage, concrete leveling, and foundation repair services. Contact us for a free inspection at helitechonline.com.
When the water's high, we'll keep your basement dry. Heal your home with Helitech.
We continue with Mornings in Murray, brought to you by the Murray Bank. That's my bank.
Izzy the Bubble Fairy is in the house. That's going to be your name forever.
I know. Never living it down.
And Brittany from the CBB, what is happening in Murray, Kentucky?
All the things, really.
Yeah. Well, really, we're in the big gear up for Freedom Fest, which is our 4th of July celebration. Registration for the parade, the Evan B. Parade, is still open until June 26th.
That Friday. Yeah.
I can remember being the secretary back in the day. Maybe it was 1994. I don't know what year it was, and the phone would ring off the hook wanting to know what time the parade was. Was it 9 or 9:30? But what time is it? If I answered one, I answered 100 phone calls. What time's the parade?
9:30.
Got that, folks? It's 9:30.
Fireworks start at 9.
See, that's where the confusion was.
The confusion, homecoming parade is usually, I think, is it maybe 9?
Homecoming parade is at 9.
So that throws you, it's like, have a set time for the parade.
Yeah, that's it.
Just I don't care what time. The Christmas parade.
That's at like five.
That's right.
I love that you all moved that to nighttime because everything lights up. But let's talk about the parade that's upcoming.
Yeah.
When is it going to be?
So that's going to be on July 4th at 9:30 a.m. and it's going to run down Main Street, the same route that all of our parades take. That's one thing that you can stay consistent with. It's going to run down Main Street. It starts on the corner of 10th Street. So if you sit any further up, you probably won't be able to like see it.
Much.
So I would try and sit from like there's like that church that's right on the corner of 10th Street. Sit from there back.
And let me tell you, that's the best place to sit because Memorial Baptist opens up their doors.
Yes.
You can use their bathroom. And they're usually handing out popsicles and water.
Yes.
And so that's the best place to sit.
Mm-hmm. Now, if you're willing to fight a crowd or a little bit of a crowd at least, that is a Saturday morning. So the farmer's market will also be happening on the square.
Yikes.
So you can be right on the square, see the parade, and then hop over and grab all of your produce from the farmer's market.
It's going to be a busy Saturday morning because we're going to have the farmer's market and the Growing Wild Main Street Mile runs before the parade every year. And so that's going to kick off at 8:30 so that the runners have time to like get back and watch the parade. But yeah, everybody's going to be downtown on the 4th of July.
So in the parade, can just anybody be in it? It's like, I'm going to get in the parade. Or
basically, anybody can register. The only thing that we have that like you can't register for is to like register for like a political issue.
Gotcha.
So candidates can register. But
you
if you're registering
like,
to like promote a political issue
or something like that in the parade,
then
That's good rules to have. It is one of the biggest parades, I think, in Murray, Kentucky, and I can remember some of the hottest days of going. I remember being in with our Special Olympics folks, and I thought we were going to lose some of them. We were handing out water left and right.
Yeah.
And but it is so much fun, and it seems like the whole town comes out.
Oh, yeah. It's so fun.
My daughter is a gymnast at Universal Athletics, and they love walking in the parade. They just, like, enjoy being able to participate.
Oh.
And it's so fun to watch all of the kids that get to be in it, and they're just, like, throwing candy and having the best time of their life.
This is our 250th birthday, isn't it?
It is.
It is.
So it's something to celebrate.
And kids with the heat. For us, like, oh, it's hot. For kids.
They don't even care.
They're like, this is great. Let's keep going.
Exactly.
I can do another mile. Let's
there
laugh.
You go.
Exactly.
It's great.
How do people get registered?
So if you go to mkyfreedomfest.com, you'll be able to find the schedule. And then, like, third on the schedule is the parade. And so you can click right there, and it'll take you to the bottom of the webpage where there's literally, like, an embedded form that you'll just fill out. It'll just ask for, like, your name, your organization, a description of your float, a way that I can contact you, and all that. So,
and
pretty easy.
The Murray Bank fireworks. That is my favorite night.
Yes.
I get so tickled. You can go to town, and you'll see people. They've already got their trucks turned around at Kroger. They've got them parked out at Lowe's, saving their spots.
Yeah.
It's so
fun.
Well,
you leave the parade in the morning, you have a cookout for lunch in the afternoon, and then you just go camp out over by, like, the football field to watch the fireworks.
Yeah, which Kroger's another one of my favorite spots because I can the bathroom again. That's my thing. You know, you can go in.
Yeah.
But I'm telling you, like, I absolutely love that. I love just the community feel. Everybody gets together. And I'd put it right up there with some of our bigger cities. It is some kind of a show.
Yeah,
it is.
The Murray Bank puts so much into it, and it always turns out so good every year. Like, I'm so excited.
Yeah.
And we have a blast.
When out of town people come, they're stunned at how great the fireworks are.
Yeah.
I think they think, here's a couple of bottle rockets. Well, that's it. It's like, my gosh, this is amazing.
Like, no, it's like a whole show.
It really is.
Yeah.
It's amazing.
Well, I'm from Bowling Green, and last year for the 4th of July, my parents came here to spend it with me because I was working. And, like, they went and watched the fireworks with me, and they were like, oh my gosh, like, these are so cool, like, these are so awesome, and they really loved them. So
I know you've been busy working on the event calendar. That's something you are professional in. So go ahead and run down the events for Freedom Fest for us.
Okay, so Freedom Fest is going to kick off actually the Friday before the 4th of July with the Murray Art Guild Art Party, and that's going to be happening at their new building, which is 500 North 4th Street. And so that will be like, you can bring snacks, like you can bring stuff like that. They'll have like some, what are those called? Like little appetizer finger foods.
Yeah.
They'll have those. And you can just go see some awesome community art and hear from the artists. So that's always super fun.
And if you haven't checked out the new Art Guild building,
it's a
great
beautiful
time to do it. It's really, really nice.
Amazing. Yeah. And then on Saturday, starting at 7, is the Farmers Market. And that's downtown as always. And then kicking off at 8:30 is the Main Street Mile. So those people are going to meet at U.S. Bank and run all the way down Main Street. And registration for that is through Growing Wild, the boutique's website. But you can also find a link to it on mkyfreedomfest.com. Then the parade. And again, if you want to register for that, you can find a link on our website. And then after that, there's going to be a reading of the Declaration of Independence from the Callaway County America 250 Club. Mm-hmm. So that'll be at the courthouse. And then, the Boy Scout breakfast is also going on in the morning.
Gary Taylor's Boy Scout breakfast. That's always delicious.
That's also going on from 7 to 9:15. So that's another thing that you can do before. Hopefully everyone's ready to be an early riser.
Busy morning.
Yeah. And then in the afternoon, there's kind of like a little lull, and then there will be a Murray Bank bomb pop-up in Central Park with like free ice cream, free bomb pops for everybody. Tim in the ice cream machine.
They love that ice cream machine.
Yeah.
Yes, they do. When my nieces, when they're in the car and they see it, they're like, let's follow it. Let's
stop.
See what's happening.
Yeah. It's even better than like the ice cream truck.
Maybe the best job on the planet.
No one ever goes,
here comes ice cream guy.
Yeah.
It's the opposite.
Everyone's just always really happy to see Tim.
That's right.
Yeah. That's it.
I will say during finals week, Murray State booked the ice cream machine to go around on campus. And I just so happened to be walking around on campus when Tim was driving the ice cream machine. And maybe the only thing better than being the one driving it is being recognized by the ice cream.
Celebrity, right?
He honked the horn at me and my group project group and was like, Izzy, where are you going?
That's awesome.
That's so cool.
Claim to fame.
Just a normal day in Murray.
Murray, Kentucky. Brittany, I want to talk to you real quick because I know you moved here from Nashville.
Clarksville.
Close enough. Ahead of Bill.
Essentially, they're combined.
Yeah, they're the same thing. What has been your take on Murray?
So I actually grew up for the most part in Paducah. So I've been in and out of Murray kind of most of my life anyway. But just in terms of like Clarksville, Nashville side to here, it's insane how nice people are. And I know that we talk about that all the time. But just like you can walk down the street. I live in a neighborhood where a lot of people like just walk for fun. That doesn't happen as
Neil
often
and I
in Clarksville.
Yeah. We're not walking for fun.
But like you're just walking and you will stop and have a 30-minute conversation on like the side of the road, just like talking to whoever it is because everybody is so willing to just like engage with you. It doesn't matter who you are, what you look like, anything like that. It's really, it's crazy. And now when we go back to like my in-laws' house and I like wave at people and they look like they want to just like off me for being nice, I'm like, oh, I'm so sorry. It's ingrained in me now. It only took a couple of years.
And when you've seen the traffic situation. So on a Friday at 5 or 6, we're going, oh, it took me like 4 minutes to get to the other end of town.
I know.
And then you got Wilma Rudolph Boulevard at 5.
Oh,
and it's like,
you're not going at five.
You're just sitting there going like, I'm never going to get to Longhorn or wherever I want to go.
Yeah.
And I don't know who's in the know. Maybe it was Dina Wright. I don't know who got it done. But thank you to whoever got the parking lots fixed over there behind Cracker Barrel.
Oh, yeah.
They are working on those.
But I do think it was a combined effort for the what's happening in Callaway County Facebook page of everyone being like, hey, somebody fix this, please.
When it's called Pothole Parkway, it's got its own thing. You know that's like, okay, we got to do something about that.
Just
we
something.
Don't want that one.
Well, I know that you all have so many events. I love your social media page. Can I just tell you, you're having the best time.
We really try, yeah.
And I know Tim and our friends at the Murray Bank are getting ready to combine doing something with you. Tell us about that.
So a lot of our promotion throughout the year just depends on who we're doing stuff with, right? Freedom Fest season is Tim and the Murray Bank, and then F&B as well. I actually have a video going up probably today with Trice from F&B, so that'll be fun. And then again, yeah, most of what we do for Freedom Fest is like me and Tim just being dumb and really showing like what Murray looks like day to day for us too. So we have a lot of fun with it and it's a great time. We have some more things planned with other people that we love in the community. You'll probably see some Playhouse in the Park features, maybe some mag features, all kinds of fun things. So we just get to really enjoy like day to day the Murray vibes, and then the goal is to kind of show that through social as well.
Speaking of Murray vibes, being at the farmer's market has to be one of the most interesting jobs ever. I know I see you all, I buy my t-shirts from you guys over there, and I see you all hanging out in the shade, by the way.
Yeah, it's a great spot.
I want to know what some of those interesting things that you've seen. The turtle, the person that had a turtle on a leash, I thought, I'm not getting behind them. That was crazy. And then the lady with the pig, I've seen her.
Which so she was there last weekend. She had the pig. Actually, Dino was going around on Saturday and grabbing pictures of all of the animals at the market because she's doing a whole like folder in her phone of just like the random animals that come to the market. It's so fun.
So that's what I wanted to see. What are some of the random things you all have seen since you've been hanging out at the market?
Low key, I think the pig and the turtle got to take the cake for me. But
yeah,
it's just really funny because I get to see who from school is in town over the summer at the market. Like, I feel like that's like the big thing. Like, my friends and I go and we're like, oh my gosh, I didn't know he was staying in Murray this summer. Like, that's crazy. Or like, I didn't know he was a Murray like local, because at Murray State, like, I don't know, usually you can like tell who the locals are because they'll tell you. But then you like go over the summer and you see like this person who's always worked at Walmart or whatever, and they're still there. And you're like, oh, so I guess you live here. Like,
yeah, that's so
it's
fun.
So funny.
This is where you belong.
Yeah, like, I guess you live here.
And the best stamp of approval for these two, Aaron, because I know Aaron real well, trust you to come here and represent the Convention and Visitors Bureau.
I think Aaron said, Neil's on, I'm not doing it.
Well, of course.
That's what I heard. So.
Well, she knew she's going to have to answer questions about Ed. She doesn't want
to
do that.
Well, to be fair, she is on a work trip.
Yeah.
Today.
Well,
she's not even
professional
in town.
Development.
Let me tell you about Aaron last week.
I bought
myself a new, my other one had worn out. It was time for a new farmer's market shirt. So Neil put all the stuff on my phone so I can pay with my phone and stuff now. And I'm like, Aaron, it was a Venmo. And I couldn't get it to, you know, you're supposed to do whatever. I'm like, can you just do it for me? Can you whatever? So she comes around a little cart and she's like, see, you do this and then you do this. And I'm like, just do it for me. And so
in Clarksville,
anyway,
you couldn't do that.
No, you couldn't do that.
So Aaron did it for me. Actually, most of the farmers market people did it for me, the ones that had Venmo. The Amish don't have Venmo. But the rest of the people, because that's what happened. I wound up spending more than the farmer's market cash I had in my pocket.
Mm. I will say there are a number of vendors who have added Venmo. Tap and Venmo and Square to kind of their repertoire for, you know, collecting money. And it's so convenient. I don't bring cash with me most places. So I'll pull out a little bit before I go to the market, just because I know there are those vendors who will not change. They won't have Venmo.
Have you seen the little kids with the carts?
Yes, I love the little mini carts.
So there's little kids that come get these little grocery carts and get all their whatever. I'm like, I need that kid to hang out with me so she can she can push all my stuff. But they do have some bigger adult ones that
like the wagons.
Yeah, the wagons. Because I always start out with, I'm just going to go, the watermelon. I'm going to buy the one that's closer to my car, but I'm still going to need a cart because I've got all this other stuff. But
well, see, there are some things that like I'll panic buy when I'm walking in at like 6:30. I'm like, hey, I know you're not open yet, but you have like a whole thing of strawberries. Can I just buy those before they're gone? And then I have to carry them around with me the whole time, and it's so inconvenient.
Yeah, strawberries are gone. If you found any of those, as far as I know, the season is done.
It is. We're going to have peaches
tomorrow.
I bought some peaches last week, and they were delicious.
Very excited about the peaches.
Yeah, farmer's market is the place to be. And you know what Dina does to me? I always think, I'm just not going to go today. I think I've got enough still from whatever. And then she posts pictures.
She posts all the pictures.
Everything. And I'm like, I got to go now.
I know.
I've just got to go. And so,
I think she is just hands down one of my favorite people that have learned social media.
Okay.
She's so good at it.
So one of the things Dina has started that's funny is every day she posts a picture from something.
Yes.
It'll just be something random.
Yes.
And one of the things she posted was, what was the old drugstore downtown? Wallace Drug. So got this picture.
She's got all of their leftover drugs.
She's got their leftover drugs. And I'm like, what are you doing? And so she posts that. She's like, random picture, my office. I saved their leftover drugs. And it does. It's got all these pictures, these old medicine bottles. She could probably eBay that. But anyway,
I don't know if you've ever been in Dina's office, but it is just like treasures everywhere, and you're lucky, depends on what you find that day, but you kind of got to dig.
Well,
so
Brittany, you weren't here before the great cleaning of last September. Before about a year ago, like, you occasionally couldn't walk in there.
Yeah.
And then like one day, I don't even remember why, we had to get new floorboards. We had to get our floorboards replaced. And so she had no choice but to clean out her office, and we had to clean out our whole office, which you would not think that our little tiny office has so much stuff in it, but like, trust me, it does. And she had to clean out her office, and ever since then, like, it's been walkable and all good.
You can't get in it for the most part.
Previous to that, like,
That was my first couple of weeks here, and I walked in and I was like, Dina's office is not a place I belong. It gives me anxiety. So I can at least walk in there now, which really helps. But I find new things every time I walk in there.
She has so much cool stuff in there, though. Yeah. Like, she has like a big pile of like vintage farmers market t-shirts from when she first started that she's getting made into a quilt. Like,
it's awesome.
All kinds of things.
Well, we appreciate all that you all do. Don't forget, farmers market tomorrow morning kicks off at when?
7 a.m.
And it goes till when?
Noon.
We'll make it down. Thanks, ladies.
Thanks.
Thank you.
The Gardens at Hickory Woods offers a dedicated memory care lifestyle. Their memory care provides personalized care and support to seniors living with cognitive concerns such as Alzheimer's disease, Parkinson's, and dementia. They address physical, emotional, and social well-being of their residents, offering a holistic approach to their overall quality of life. Call today and book a tour and see how they can care for your loved one. The Gardens at Hickory Woods, the best well-kept secret in Murray. 270-761-8800 or 270-759-8800.
Come one, come all to the Murray Callaway County Fair. June 16th through the 20th at the Callaway County Fairgrounds in Murray. The 16th is the Mini Outlaw Tractor Pool. It's motocross practice and family night on the 17th when you'll receive $5 off admission with 3 canned goods per person. Thursday, the 18th is motorcycle races. The Enduro Derby on the 19th and the Demolition Derby on the 20th. Gates open at 6 each night with nightly laser battles too during the Miller Spectacular Shows on the Midway.
We love to see you. Harry, David, Taylor, Chrysler, Dodge, Jeep, Ram.
Whether you're getting your vehicle serviced, picking up a part, or stopping by to check out a sharp new vehicle for yourself, David Taylor Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram of Murray always offers a wide range of amenities and conveniences to enhance your experience. Because at David Taylor, they love to see you happy.
We love to see you.
You didn't start your business just to keep the lights on. You started it to shine. But if customers don't know you're there, you might as well be working in the dark. Here at Forever Communications, we flip the switch to help your business with the right marketing strategies, like radio commercials on great brands such as WNBS, digital marketing, and more. We make sure you're seen, heard, and chosen. Forget on. Let's turn your business up. Find out more at ForeverGetsResults.com. Let's make your brand unmissable. Go to ForeverGetsResults.com.
The Kentucky Higher Education Assistance Authority partners with Kentucky colleges and universities to help you navigate federal student loan repayment at no cost to you. If you haven't resumed student loan payments or arranged a deferment or forbearance, it's time to act. Visit studentaid.gov to explore repayment options that fit your budget. Log in at studentaid.gov, go to My Aid, and get their contact info. While you're there, update your profile and make sure your loans are in good standing. Also, create an online account with your servicer to stay current. This message is brought to you by the Kentucky Broadcasters Association and this station.
WNBS is looking for organizations that regularly distribute information about employment opportunities to job applicants or have job applicants to refer. If your organization would like to receive notification of job vacancies at our stations, please notify Forever Communications at 1500 Duguid Drive, Murray, Kentucky 42071, or email Erica at forevercom.com or call 270-753-2400. Forever Communications is an equal opportunity employer and encourages females and minorities to apply.
We continue with Mornings in Murray, brought to you by the Murray Bank. That's my bank.
It's time to check some sports for you. Murray State Soccer has announced the official signing of midfielder Sarah Zarbas of Hungary. She helped her senior team finish second in the league standings this past season, and her team was third the year before. The Murray State University Board of Regents is holding quarterly meetings on campus today, and a major topic will be the possible addition of five new varsity sports programs: women's stunt, women's beach volleyball, women's bowling, women's rowing, and men's tennis. All would require board approval. The College World Series gets underway today in Omaha with West Virginia and Troy playing game one, followed by a matchup between North Carolina and Ole Miss. The KHSAA State Baseball and Softball Tournaments have reached the semifinal stage. In today's baseball semifinals at Kentucky Proud Park in Lexington, Region 1 champion McCracken County will face Boyd County at 9 Central Time. The Cardinals suffered a 5-4 loss to the Mets at Citi Field yesterday. Alec Burleson, Lars Nootbaar, and Jimmy Crooks all went deep in the losing effort. Kyle Leahy starts for the Cardinals against the Twins tonight in Minnesota at 7:10. 6:15, the pregame show airtime right here. Cubs finally got back on the winning track. They hammered the Rockies 9-3. Rangers doubled up the Royals 4-2. Braves and White Sox were rained out. The Hurricanes went away from their first Stanley Cup title since 2006. They took down Vegas 4-2 at home last night in Game 5. Game 6 set for Sunday in Vegas. And the first day of the World Cup is in the books. Mexico beat South Africa 2-0. South Korea took down Czechia 2-1. And today Canada plays Bosnia-Herzegovina. In the United States battles Paraguay. Celebrity birthdays: he played Jonah Ryan on Veep. Timothy Simons is 48. Jason Mewes, 52. Jay from the Jay and Silent Bob duo that appears basically in every Kevin Smith movie. Iman Walker, 64. He's Chief Bowden on Chicago Fire. Jenny Lee Harrison, 68. The second ditzy blonde roommate, Cindy, on Three's Company. She stepped in after Suzanne Summers was fired. And after one season, she was demoted when a smart blonde roommate moved in. That is a check of some celebrity birthdays and sports. We'll have more after this.
Picture those playful moments, the wagging tails and gentle purrs that brighten our days. Our furry companions offer us unconditional love, loyalty, and companionship. They are our confidants, our comforters, and our most faithful friends. For 25 years, Iams Funeral Home Pet Cremation has offered a personalized pet cremation service designed to honor the love and loyalty your pet gave throughout their life. With meticulous care, we guarantee individual pet cremations so you can have peace of mind knowing that you receive your pet's ashes exclusively. And because we know the grieving process takes time, we offer a selection of beautiful keepsakes such as customized urns and memorial jewelry so you can keep your pet's memory close to your heart. When it's time to bid farewell, trust Iams Funeral Home Pet Cremation to provide a compassionate and dignified service tailored to celebrate the unconditional love and companionship your pet brought into your life. Iams Funeral Home Pet Cremation, 753-7000.
Hey there, it's Lauren, and I want to share why Taylor Family Dental is the best place for your smile. My mom has worked there forever, and growing up there, I've seen how they treat their patients. From the moment you walk in, it feels warm and welcoming. The dentists are super nice, and they make getting checkups actually fun. They truly care about everyone they meet. I love visiting my mom at work, so if you want a place that cares about your smile and your comfort, come to Taylor Family Dental in Murray. They love to see you smile.
Oh, hey there, fella.
Oh, you did?
Oh, yeah. Oh, you're a good boy. And what might your name be?
Oh, it's Bingo.
Yes. It's what now?
It's Bingo, actually.
Why, that means that Bingo is...
His name-o, yes. That's the gag. Yep.
Oh, yeah, that's his name-o.
And
Bingo is the name of the game at VFW in Murray. That's right. VFW now offers even more ways to win big with Bingo. 5 to 10 p.m. every Saturday. We're talking 9 early bird games. And you got 12 more games, each paying out a hefty prize purse. And, of course, the big jackpot game. Bingo is their name-o. Saturdays from 5 to 10 at VFW in the Bel Air Shopping Center on South 12th Street in Murray. Everything we do for the vets. Cash-only sales must be at least 18 years old to play. Organization ORG 000-2717.
Murray Insurance Agency has been a community partner for almost 80 years, and we continue that commitment with Quotes for Community.
For every new quote we provide, we donate $10 to our partner organization of the quarter.
Organizations like Hope Calloway, Playhouse in the Park, Murray and Calloway County Family Resource Service Centers, and more.
By requesting a quote, you become a community partner through our Quotes for the Community program.
Wow, an opportunity to get great coverage at a great price and invest in our community. That's a win-win.
Murray and Calloway County are more than just a place. It's my home, my community, my insurance, MurrayInsurance.com.
Whether you need a ride to shop, go to the doctor, or just a trip to visit a friend, Murray Callaway Transit is there for you, servicing all of Murray and Callaway County. You can even charter transportation for a group outing, a corporate event, or church function. Visit MurrayTransit.com to see their rates for on-demand and route rides. Give them a call now to schedule a ride, 270-753-9725, or stop by 1111 Transit Way in Murray. Enjoy time out and about with Murray Callaway Transit. Connecting our community.
We continue with Mornings in Murray, brought to you by the Murray Bank. That's my bank.
Welcome back. We have the chief in house. Neil is behaving himself.
Yeah.
Chief of Police Sam Beards, welcome to the show.
Good morning.
I want to know what's happening around Murray.
It's raining. And it's been raining, and it's going to continue to rain, and I'm very upset about it because I was supposed to mow today.
Oh, well,
Yeah. So, you know, as long as we can complain about the weather, I think we're in a good spot.
I'm telling
That's
you.
That's true.
We are in a good spot. I want to say I love one of the things you've really pushed with our local PD. You've really pushed being friends of the community, especially with children. You know, you did it, you've created, I love your Facebook page. You're just really showing that police are friends. I know that's not always been the concept. I know Keith used to hate it when people would say, I'm going to have him talk to you. We're going to have him come to our house. You know, you don't want them to be the enemy. You want children to grow up thinking they're our friends. They're somebody we can trust.
Yeah. And that again goes back to really the overall philosophy of police being part of the community. You know, we're entrusted with the job to enforce laws and maintain safety. And sometimes we have to do things that aren't friendly, but for the most part, you know, this is our community. Our school resource officers are currently doing their second session of the Novel McReynolds Youth Academy. In fact, they're going to graduate today, so I get to go and hand out certificates for that. And that's just part of building those relationships early, educating our young people and just expanding those community connections.
My son was one of the first ones to attend that. I don't think it was called that back in the day. Tracy Googe taught the class, and Jesse was on the front page of the Murray Ledger and Times whenever they took the picture of being in the police car. Explain to people what that is, because it is such a neat thing for youngsters.
Yeah, so it's a week-long program that runs in the middle school ages, and it is usually, I think it's 8 to noon, Monday through Friday, and we have our different officers in different roles, detectives, canines, collision. They really just get to learn all about the police department. We'll do a canine demonstration, we'll do a taser demonstration, they'll look at a mock crime scene, just really learn all about law enforcement and also engage with the school resource officers in a summer setting, which is usually a little bit less formal. And then on the last day, we have a pizza party and give them certificates, and it's just a really good time.
Is the canine the favorite of the kids?
You know, it's a toss-up nowadays between the canine and the taser.
Is that right?
Yeah. Because I think in the last session a couple weeks ago, there was a deputy jailer that was getting certified for taser and decided to do their taser exposure at the youth academy.
Oh,
so
okay.
The kids got to see that.
Wow.
And that's always enjoyable to see it. I don't like to experience it.
Yes.
And I won't experience it again, but watching somebody get take that shot is pretty interesting.
Yeah. So. I mean, I've never seen seen it live. I've seen, you know, tape of it, and it doesn't look good when you stiffen up and just.
It is painful. I don't know how else to explain it. Kind of like sticking your finger in a light socket, I would imagine. So,
but it's alternative because I got back in the old days. The force was shooting, and that was all. That's the only weapon you have if somebody came at you.
Well, when I started policing, it was in the early 2000s. We didn't have tasers. They were relatively new technology and hadn't gotten around as much. And I noticed the difference when that became an option. And it's not a 100% non-lethal. Nothing is non-lethal, but it's a good preventative measure. There's been a lot of changes and improvements in how tasers are used and deployed. Kind of got wide open when they first came out, and we've narrowed how we use them. Right. But it's another good tool for our officers to have.
I got it. And many times negotiation, because you're trained in doing that can de-escalate situations. But sometimes you're dealing with folks because of maybe chemicals in their body that there's just not reasoning with them.
Absolutely. And again, de-escalation, negotiation, those are always our first priorities.
Yeah.
Because that way we can ensure everybody, officers and suspects, go home safe. But if resistance is applied and we have to use some sort of force, we're just trying to use the minimal amount of force necessary to achieve the lawful goals. And that's the textbook definition that I just gave you. So.
What is your canine's job? Is it a drug dog, or what all training does the dog have?
Yeah, so Bonnie is a red lab, and she is not a dual purpose dog. So okay. She is strictly detection. She's gotcha. Not an apprehension dog. And she detects all forms of narcotics. Okay. She can find meth and cocaine and heroin and fentanyl, you name it. She's she sniffs a whole bunch of stuff. She is not trained to alert on the smell of marijuana. We saw that the medical cannabis was coming down the pike. Mm-hmm. That created a whole bunch of legal issues if a dog alerts to somebody who's legally possessing marijuana.
Right, right.
So we intentionally purchased a dog that didn't have that. She's also trained in what they call tracking and trailing. So if we have a missing child, a missing elderly person, we can send Bonnie out to do a track and try to locate that person.
Fantastic.
Pretty cool. She is one of the favorites down there at the PD by sure.
We do like it when she comes and visits. She's working mainly nights now. She came by last night. Well, she was working last night when I left the council meeting and was just running around just happy as a clam.
Who's her handler?
Officer Zach Tyler is her handler. So he's been with us for, I'm gonna get in trouble here. He's been with us for well over 5 or 6 years. No, six years. I'm gonna say at least 6 years because I'm trying to remember back when he started. It was so long ago.
How many police officers are available shift to shift? Do you have multiple shifts? I would assume two or three.
Yeah. So we run our patrol division is made up of four squads. They run 12-hour shifts, 6 a.m. to 6 p.m. And that's 24 hours a day. We have a minimum staffing level of four. Okay. On occasion, I will allow three if it's a slow day and something happens and somebody needs to go up. But minimum staffing is four. Usually we'll run anywhere from four to six at a time. During weekdays when we have detectives and chiefs and captains and everybody else out, sometimes that number increases. And then obviously we can call in relief if something bad happens.
Gotcha. Are there other departments? You work with sheriff's departments in the area, too? Because I see all sorts of reports that come out, and I'll hear Murray Police was assisted by this, this, and this. And then the other way around, where you assist them as well.
Yeah, absolutely. We have a really good partnership and working relationship with other law enforcement agencies and other first responder agencies in our county. Mm-hmm. Work a lot with the sheriff's office. There's times if their deputies are busy, maybe out in Kirksey dealing with something and something happens in New Concord, we'll even go out and hold the scene or even work the call until we can get somebody there. They help us in town. We work really closely with Murray State, with State Police, and obviously fire and EMS. It's all working together to make sure everybody's safe.
Gotcha. Okay.
Social media has really changed things. I know recently there were some children missing and everybody was sharing it on their page. They were located. Mm-hmm. That was all good. But I think that social media can really be a good thing in times like that.
Yeah, absolutely. It's such a new, even though we've had it for a few years, you know, several years now. It's such a new and emerging way of communicating that I think we're all just trying to navigate it as best we can and use it to our advantage to get information out to the public. Especially, like I said, we had a couple missing children earlier in the week, and within the span of a few hours, they were able to be located. And I think a lot of that was because of the social media posts and shares. We've used it for suspect identification, for all sorts of things. And also just to put out general information, you know, hey, there's a wreck over here. Avoid this area because we've got the road shut down.
And surveillance video has been very helpful, too, because I've seen multiple agencies, you know, if I decide I want to roam around behind somebody's business at 4 a.m, I probably don't have any business there. And if they have a shot of me and some things happen, that's a great way to help apprehend somebody, at least for questioning, and say, you know, what are you doing back here?
Absolutely. That's another thing that's changed over the course of my career. You know, starting in the early 2000s when I did, there just wasn't a whole lot in the way of surveillance cameras. So, you know, if we did have surveillance cameras, it was probably at a business, and it was probably on a VHS tape, you know.
Yeah.
And in fact, my first dash cam was we had a VCR in the trunk, and that's how we recorded stuff on our dash cams. And so when we had a crime, our neighborhood cam were going and seeing, were you home or were you out? You know, mm-hmm. Did you see anything? And now our neighborhood canvases, our officers drive around and look for houses and buildings with cameras on them. And that's such a big help that they can go and, you know, hey, even if I'm not home, if something happened in my neighborhood, there's a good chance, you know, one of my security cameras picked it up. And they're so inexpensive now. And we've even talked before, people with just the trail cams also help out. It's technology has changed. And we have to balance that between, you know, we don't want to move into a surveillance state.
Of course, yes.
You know, and that's one thing. We never compel somebody to share, you know, any of their security footage that they may have. But we work really hard to maintain that trust. So they do feel comfortable that if they have something and they've caught something on their cameras, they can share it with us and we'll use it appropriately.
Mm-hmm. Good deal.
You know, I do love that people feel like they can come to you. And if people want to do things anonymously, is there still a way to do that? I know, I remember back in the day, there was Crime Stoppers. Is that still a thing?
We still have the Crime Stoppers number that's monitored. You know, and that's an independent board that sets that up and handles that. And then they will pass on information to us. I think actually the phone number rolls over to the police department, but it's a completely separate number. And you can leave a message and report things anonymously. And you can also report things anonymously directly to the police department. You know, if you have information about something and you think we need to know, hey, we'll work with you as best we can to keep you out of it, for lack of a better term. But you know, it just comes back to that. If you see something that makes you uncomfortable or seems a little weird, hey, let us know, because there's a good chance it is absolutely nothing, but we'll still send a car to drive by and make sure that, you know, hey, everything's up on the up and up and there's nothing weird going on.
Use good judgment on that,
there
though.
You go.
Like, I think they're going 37, and that's posted at 35.
Sure. That one may be a little bit difficult for us to get out, but believe it or not, there are people who call.
No.
Yes.
But on streets where there's kids playing and stuff, you don't need to be going 45 down a back street.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
I'm telling you, I could help you out. Eddie, my own set of blue lights. One of my biggest pet peeves is people texting and driving. I'm just like, your eyes aren't in the road, and I'm watching you right here. It just drives me crazy, the number of people that do that. And I'm like, you can talk to your phone these days. Just do it that way.
I'm really hoping that our General Assembly and state government will pass a completely hands-free law. The way the law is written now is a little bit difficult for us to navigate, because there are certain exemptions, like if you're looking up a phone number to make a call, or if you're actively making a call, then you can have that phone in your hand. So it's hard for us sometimes to differentiate. Sometimes it's very plain. I've seen people driving with their knees with their phone
in front of their face.
You know?
Yeah.
But it to me, from a law enforcement standpoint and a safety standpoint, just making it you can't have your phone in your hands while you're driving. And if you do, you're going to get a ticket. let's just make it cut and dried and take all that guesswork out of it.
There you go. And it makes it easy on you guys, too.
Absolutely. And many states have done that. I think Tennessee did a thumbs down law. You know, a lot of them are doing it, so there's precedent for it, and it's enforceable and defendable, and I think Kentucky needs to get on board with it.
And especially when you think about how many young drivers there are. They've been texting for how long? That's how they talk these days.
Oh, they don't call on the phone. They only text. Yeah.
And so if you're driving, you don't need to be texting. Period.
There's plenty of distractions. It is. I have an old Ford Edge. There's really no distractions on it. It's the old manual heat and air. But when I'm driving my wife's car, it's all on the screen, and I can't figure out how to turn this up and down. So, yeah, my eyes are not where they should be. And I realized my eyes were just there for 2 or 3 seconds. If something had come out in front of me, I would have hit it. And you got to learn not to do that, but it's difficult sometimes.
It is difficult. And even from a law enforcement standpoint, with all the technology our officers have in the cars, you know, they have the in-car computers and they have, you know, the GPS systems and the radios talking and the radar is running. You know, they have to be extra vigilant when they're driving because they have so many different things they have to pay attention to.
Right.
Not only drive, you know, all the distractions in the car, then the regular things about driving, well, then they also have to be observant of their surroundings because there may be something weird going on.
Yeah.
And you know, if it's difficult for us to do, and we've had a lot of training and a lot of experience, it's got to be infinitely more difficult, especially for a young driver to do.
Exactly.
Yeah.
He was talking about me there.
Yes, the young. Yeah, I got that, Neil. Oh, we so appreciate all that you do. I want to just say thank you, because I know that sometimes it's a thankless job, and it's not just you. You have a great team behind you. There's dispatchers. It's so many people just involved there, even just people who keep your office running.
Yeah, it's, you know, I like to say I'm just the one who comes on the radio.
Yeah.
I don't do the hard work. The folks who actually are out there doing the jobs, whether that's driving a patrol car, investigating a crime, answering the phones and getting help to somebody, managing our records and getting out all the records requests and information to people who need it, all the way to our facilities manager or custodian, and he just does a great job of keeping everything going smoothly, and it makes my job a whole lot easier because then I can come and talk on the radio and bloviate for a few minutes in the morning and not worry about how things are going there. They do such a great job. And, you know, again, it also goes back to the support we get from the community, the support we get from the mayor's office, from the city council. We all work together to achieve a common goal, and that's really important and special.
Thanks so much, Chief Sam Beards, our guest on this portion of Mornings in Murray. Thanks for being here.
Thank you.
Granny called the dog Reginald, but we called him Here Boy. He wasn't purebred. The only papers he had were vet bills. But he was a great dog, and we miss him. You know, I have my dad's watch, but when a dog leaves you, all he leaves is love and memories. So when it's time, All Paws Pet Cremation can help you with everything, and you won't forget. Reginald. Who does that to a dog? All Paws is a division of J.H. Churchill Funeral Home and Cremation Services in Murray.
Hickory Woods Senior Living Community in Murray is truly committed to loving their residents, and it shows. Whether it's independent living, assisted living, or their garden's personal care, the staff at Hickory Woods can accommodate any of their residents' needs. Their all-inclusive pricing provides amenities like personal shoppers, monthly doctor's visits, home-cooked meals from farm to table, and so much more. Visit Hickory Woods Senior Living today to find out more. 84 Utterback Road in Murray, or call 270-759-8700.
Don't let your business get in a pickle. Give us a call at Allie Robertson CPA and let us make running your business a little less taxing. With the ever-changing rules and regulations, owning a business can be challenging, but it doesn't have to be. We stay current with all the laws and legal jargon so you don't have to. You can spend your time doing things you enjoy. So don't get in a pickle with your finances. Call Allie Robertson CPA in Hazel. We're kind of a big deal. Now taking appointments.
Go
Built upon a solid foundation of cast iron and steel, the Kubota L01 series is part of the number one selling compact tractor lineup in the U.S. They feature powerful Kubota diesel engines and easy operation, the durable Kubota L01 series. Talk to your local Kubota dealer today to schedule a demo. Go to KubotaUSA.com for full disclaimer and visit McKeel Equipment in Murray and Paducah today.
Driving means
freedom,
exploration,
fun,
pride,
flexibility,
protection,
friendship,
excitement,
escape,
independence.
Distracted driving means
danger,
recklessness,
irresponsible,
chaos,
police,
devastation,
injury,
tears, death.
Safe driving means staying alert and staying alive.
Visit StopTextStopWrecks.org, a message brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, Project Yellow Light, Noise, and the Ad Council.
We continue with Mornings in Murray, brought to you by the Murray Bank. That's my bank.
Welcome back. It's been such a fun show. You know, it's National Peanut Butter Cookie Day. You didn't bring any for to celebrate?
Well, you didn't bring anything for Donuts Day, so I thought I would pay you back with no peanut butter cookies.
Here's something we could both enjoy. National Movie Night. Tonight, they say movies have been bringing us people together for over 100 years. How about that? I don't ever want popcorn at the when I go in, but then when I smell it, I need popcorn at the movie theater. It's just...
That smells addictive, isn't it?
It is. It is.
It's I've done the same thing. Like, I'm not going to get any. I don't need one. Oh, I got it. Okay. Yeah,
and here's another one. National Jerky Day.
Okay.
Are you a big jerky guy?
I actually keep it in my backpack. It's one of those emergency things. Keep a bottle of water and jerky in case I'm stranded somewhere. I got a little bit to eat and a little bit
already,
to drink.
It's already old, so it doesn't matter how old
it
gets.
As long as it's sealed up, it actually is okay, and it's protein, so it'll keep you full if you'll eat a couple of sticks of it.
There you go. I'm telling you, all kinds of things to celebrate today.
An online poll asks someone, on a scale of 1 to 10, how would you rate your attractiveness? 3% people said that they thought they were a 1. 8% said a 2 or 3. The most common answer, 47%, 6 or 7.
Oh, gosh.
Yeah.
You know what? I'm at the point of, I'm in the I don't care club.
Yeah, you hit that point. I don't know when I hit it, but I hit it a long time ago.
I've got
ago.
My old woman shoes on that I love, my Ofos, however you say it. And
don't say it the way I say it.
My hair in a ponytail. That's right. And I just, it doesn't, I've been married 33 years. It doesn't matter anymore.
Yeah. Do anything big for your anniversary tonight?
You know what? We just realized it was our anniversary a couple days ago.
Oh, that's plenty of time to plan.
And here's how it both works for both of us. We're like, we just went on vacation. We're going to count that.
I understand that.
We're going to count that.
Yeah. So I know Dee and I have done that before on anniversaries. Like, it's more convenient if we hit the restaurant like 2 days before.
Right. There you go.
Because I got stuff to do that. Yeah, she said, and she doesn't care. You know, that's one of those things 30 years ago, but it's our second anniversary. Now it's like, I don't care.
You know, it's...
I just want some food out of it. I really don't care.
He's a good cook.
Yeah.
Hey, it's going to be a stop in the rain pretty soon at 9 o'clock this morning.
So they say.
So they say.
It
so
looks
maybe
rainy.
Maybe we will go out to eat. I don't know. High of only 84 today. You got to like that. Dropping down to 64 tonight. Tomorrow, 20% chance of afternoon showers. High of 87. Tomorrow night, it is going to rain. Sunday, another chance of showers. 40% chance. High of 81. Sunday night, dropping down to 59. And Monday, 76.
My name is Kama McKinney, and I serve as the Executive Director of Chrysalis House. Far too many Kentuckians are struggling with addiction without knowing what resources are available to them. If you or a loved one are in need of a treatment center like Chrysalis House, you can call the KY Help Call Center at 833-8-KY-HELP or visit findhelpnowky.org to find resources that are available near you. We are here, we care, and we want to help.
This is a message from Team Kentucky, sponsored by the Office of Drug Control Policy and aired by this station.
Do you have three ex-wives and your current trophy wife wants a life insurance policy three times the size of the policies you had to purchase for your previous mistakes? If so, you need to call Big Lou at Term Provider, 800-511-3535. Big Lou is intimately familiar with your problems, and if you're 50 or 60 years old and in reasonably good health, a $1 million policy should only cost about $100 to $200 per month. Big Lou may have a solution for your previous policies as well. You may even save enough money to lighten the load on your new $1 million policy. Remember, call Big Lou. He's like you, except he's only on number two. Call Term Provider, 800-511-3535. That's 800-511-3535. For $1 million in term life insurance that you can live with, call Big Lou at 800-511-3535.
Free parking? Yeah, right.
Dad, I got a drink.
Whoa, whoa, whoa. What?
Sunscreen's free, too.
Yeah, right.
This was the best day ever.
Yeah, you're right.
At Holiday World and Splash and Safari, sure, there are a lot of free things. And somehow, that's not even the best part. See it for yourself at holidayworld.com.
We continue with Mornings in Murray, brought to you by the Murray Bank. That's my bank.
Welcome back. What a great show we've had today. A big thanks to our friends from the CVB, Izzy and Brittany. And also, and you know, I noticed Erin said she was on a work trip. She said, Neil's there, I'm not coming in.
Yeah, that's it. Yeah. She's working on avoiding me.
Yeah, that's it. And a big thanks to our chief of police, Sam Beards, for being here. Hey, be sure and tune in Monday. Laura Miller is going to be here with Special Olympics. They had their big fishing night last night. So much fun. And then Nora Ramsey's going to check in. She's going to tell us all about the Summer Lunch and Literacy Program and how that's going.
All right. Well, hopefully your anniversary goes well tonight, whatever you got going.
Yeah, we don't know.
You can watch a movie. It's National Movie Day.
That's what we love
just
to do.
Come
He's
up
in
on
his,
something.
His recliner, I'm in mine, and that works out good.
Yeah, you watch something that's really good. That's awesome. And if you watch something that's bad, you can fall asleep.
That's
if you snore at home, no one cares. At the movie, that's rude. But at home, nobody really cares if you
there
start
you go.
Cutting a few logs.
Jason, we hope you're feeling better. Neil, thanks for being here.
Glad to be here.
Thanks
and
for starting your day the Murray way.
Been listening to Mornings in Murray on WNBS, presented by the Murray Bank. That's my bank. Mornings in Murray was brought to you by Hayton and Associates, Taylor Family Dental, Murray Callaway County Transit, DevSource, Box Ridge Computers, Murray Callaway County Hospital, MDH, Funeral Home and Cremation Services, Donna's Pet Grooming, Allie Robertson, CPA, Hickory Woods, Gardens Memory Care, Iams Funeral Home and Crematory, The Stables Realty Group, Greg Taylor and Associates, Align Health, The Murray Bank, J.H. Churchill Funeral Home and Cremation Services, and by The Murray Insurance Agency. Mornings in Murray airs weekday mornings at 8, presented by The Murray Bank.